And now the story of a 40-year-old fugitive who's now suddenly in custody in Europe and facing extradition back home to the United States. He's been a fugitive for more than 40 years. His name is George Wright. Alison Roberts joins us, Portugal correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Good morning, Alison.
Good morning, Don.
So George Wright is affiliated with the Black Liberation Army. He shot and killed a service station worker during a robbery back in the 70s, sentenced to 15 to 30 years in prison, but he escaped, hijacked a plane, has been on the lam in Europe. Where was he found?
He was found just on the outskirts of Lisbon, where apparently, according to Portuguese police, he may have been living for more than 20 years. As you say, he's been wanted for 40 years, actually since August of 1970, when he already had broken out of a prison in New Jersey. A couple of years later, he was one of a group of hijackers who took over a Delta Airlines flight from Detroit to Miami in 1972. They traded the lives of passengers for a ransom before forcing the pilots to fly them to Algeria. Wright's fellow hijackers were arrested in Paris, but he remained on the run until his detention this week.
Alison Roberts, any sense of what it was that gave up George Wright, to how he was discovered?
They are really keeping things under wraps, both the FBI and the Portuguese criminal police. They're saying very little about this case, except, as I say, the local police here say that he was residing in Portugal, in the Lisbon area, under a false identity for all of that period of at least 20 years, and that the detention resulted from an investigation between the Portuguese criminal police, the U.S. authorities, and Interpol. The FBI have stressed the fact that this is an example of very tenacious police work.
Indeed. His false identity was José Luis Jorge dos Santos, living on the outskirts of Lisbon, you say? Living on the outskirts of Lisbon, you say?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Living on the outskirts of Lisbon. That's pretty much all we know in terms of exactly where he was. He has already been presented to a court, and that court ordered that he be held on remand pending procedures to extradite him back to the United States. Of course, the U.S. very keen to have him back.
Any sense of what the locals are saying as to what role he played in his community, what kind of a character he was?
About that, yes, I think maybe that will come out in the next few days. I mean, this is really a stunning case. It's not the kind of case we get usually. And of course, Portugal is very much focused on its own economic problems. So this was big news yesterday. Today it's not. But I think there will be more details coming out because, as you say, I mean, there will be a lot of curiosity about those details.
And it's my understanding that the FBI sort of dusted off this case quite literally in 2002. So it hasn't been a hunt for the full 40 years.
Yes, which would imply that only once they dusted it off would they then provide the local police here in Portugal with the leads to be able to follow him up. So one can only imagine that the Portuguese police would have been involved after that dusting off, as you put it, of the case files.
Convicted criminal, hijacker George Wright, affiliated with the Black Liberation Army since the 1970s, on the lam for more than 40 years, been found in Portugal, arrested there on Monday, facing extradition charges back home to the United States. Alison Roberts, thanks so much. Portugal correspondent for our partner, the BBC.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.